Oka Dam along a front line of Russia's war in Ukraine continues to wreak havoc on the lives and livelihoods and the environment in southern Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukraine is accusing Russia of destroying the dam near Kherson, while Russia accuses Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine says Russian forces blew up the dam and a hydroelectric power station, while Russian officials blame Ukrainian military strikes in the contested area. The dam wall collapsed after a reported explosion, sending water gushing downriver and prompting dire warnings of ecological damage, as officials from both sides in the war ordered residents to evacuate. The dam break adds a stunning new dimension to Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, while Kyiv forces are widely seen to be moving forward with a long-anticipated counter-offensive in patches along more than 620 miles of front line in the east and south of the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say an Air India flight flying from New Delhi to San Francisco landed Tuesday in Russia after it developed an engine problem. In a statement, Air India said the plane, a Boeing 777 carrying 216 passengers and 16 crew members, landed safely at Russia's Magadan Airport in Siberia, the country's far east. They say it had developed a technical issue with one of its engines. 16-year-old Gervan Kahama was traveling on the flight with his uncle and brother and described to the Associated Press how they were alerted to the issue on the plane.
We get a call from the cabin crew that they'll have to land the plane. There's been a glitch in the engine system and they'll have to dump the fuel. So we had an immediate emergency landing at the airport.
A U.S. State Department spokesman said American citizens were likely on the flight but could not immediately confirm how many. India's aviation minister said Wednesday a plane was sent to retrieve the passengers and take them on to San Francisco. Kahama told the AP the airline told them that they would likely leave Russia for the U.S. on Thursday. This is VOA News. The Vatican reports 86-year-old Pope Francis has emerged from about 3 hours of surgery on his abdomen at Rome's Gemelli Hospital Wednesday without complications. Francis underwent the surgery to repair a hernia in his abdominal wall, the latest malady to befall the 86-year-old pontiff who had part of his colon removed 2 years ago. Vatican analyst Philip Puella told the Reuters news agency this latest operation was related to the first.
The second operation, the one that's happening these days, is related to that because essentially the scars from the first operation in 2021 created a hernia which is pressing against the walls of the abdomen. And so the operation will try to ease that, will try to bring these abdominal tissues back together again, and we'll be using a prosthesis, a kind of a net that will basically hold the abdominal wall together.
Francis is expected to remain at the hospital for several days. New York City is suing automakers Hyundai and Kia. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley explains.
New York City has been plagued by a wave of car thefts because of a flaw that made some car models very easy to steal. Videos on TikTok and other sites show thieves how to start the cars using only USB cables and a screwdriver. The reason they can do that is that some models sold by Hyundai and Kia came without a feature that's standard on most new cars. It won't let the engine start unless there's a key available. Engine immobilizers, they're called. So New York City has now filed a lawsuit against Hyundai and Kia, accusing them of boosting profits by ignoring common anti-theft technology. Hyundai made engine immobilizers standard on all of its vehicles in 2021 and says it's assisting its customers. Kia did not immediately respond to a request for a comment. I'm Rita Foley.
More than a dozen U.S. states were under air quality alerts Wednesday as smoke from hundreds of wildfires burning in eastern Canada wafted south, casting a dull gray pallor over the skyline of New York City, Washington, D.C., and other big cities. In an Associated Press interview, U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor told the Associated Press the eastern half of the U.S. is experiencing poor air quality.
It's considered to be unhealthy to very unhealthy for a large portion of the population. So those air quality alerts that are issued by various states and environmental groups really should be taken seriously.
Health authorities in 15 states from Vermont to South Carolina, as well as Ohio and Kansas in the Midwest, warned that fine matter in the atmosphere could exceed unhealthy levels and make breathing difficult for millions of residents. People were instructed to limit time outdoors, while those with respiratory issues were advised to consider wearing a mask. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Hits only the Voice of America.